When I start a novel, I always start with character. And in this case, in the case of A Slow Fire Burning, I started with the character of Laura, a rather troubled young woman. She's in her mid-20s. She's had something horrible happen to her in her past, an accident. And this has left her with various issues, some physical disability, but also some mental health issues. And life is a bit of a challenge for her, but she's a really resilient character. She's kind, she's generous. She gets herself into lots of scrapes, but I think she was always a character that I knew I could follow to wherever she was going, and I was sure that readers would take her to heart. So I started with her, put her at a crime scene with blood on her hands, and then I started to build a cast of characters around her. And so we have a woman that she has become friendly with, who's an old lady called Irene, who's 80. She's a big reader. She likes crime novels. She's a little bit lonely. Her husband has passed away, and she's kind of stuck at home. But she's not just in the waiting room of death. She's really feisty. She's interested. She knows what she likes and what she doesn't like. And she becomes a real key ally for Laura. There are two other key women characters. Carla, who's late 40s, she's the aunt of the murder victim. And she's quite a difficult character. She's a bit spiky. She comes across as really aloof. But actually what we start to realize is that she's holding a lot inside. She has suffered a terrible tragedy, which she has not recovered from. And she's estranged from her husband, whom she still loves. She's perhaps one of the characters that you might struggle to warm to, but there are depths to Carla. And finally, we have Miriam, who's in her 50s. She lives on a houseboat, not far from the houseboat where the murder victim was discovered. In fact, she is the one who alerted the police to the presence of a body on this boat. And she's an odd one. She watches all her neighbours, she notes things down, she keeps an eye on things, but she's also bearing a grudge, and she's biding her time for when she can take her revenge on her enemies.